You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
So this day I want to share with you on how to believe for greater things. Who of you are ready to believe for some greater things? Who of you know that God has called you to do greater things? So if you're going to believe and trust God for greater things, you need to know how to do it. It's not just something you step out to do. Many people believe for things beyond themselves. And if God has given you a vision, it's probably bigger than you. Amen? Because that's just the way that God operates and works. Moses said, how will people differentiate between us, your people, and the rest? He says, the only way that people will know that there's a difference between us and other nations is your presence, Lord. So I want to tell you, if you want to do greater things, you're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit. You're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit. Moses knew this. Moses understood this. When God wanted to take him into the promised land, he says, Lord, I'm not moving into the promised land unless you go before us. Exodus 33 verse 15, it says, then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. For how then can it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by you going with us, so that we, I and your people, may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth? Can I just say this? It's easier to believe for bigger things when God is with you. Do you believe that God is with you? When you are aware of God's presence, you're aware of God's power. When you're aware of God's presence, you're aware of God's power. That's why it's so important to come together on a Sunday to worship together. The beauty of His holiness, to be aware of His presence, because when you're aware of His presence, you're aware of His power. God is always asking us to step up. Has God recently asked you to step up? Let me see. God asked you to do more, help more, serve more. The whole month of August and September, we've been praying more. God said, pray more, pray more. There's a need to pray, because there's no greater way of showing your love to people by praying for them. If you really love somebody, pray for them. Can I have an amen? Are you praying for your pastor? I need your prayers like you need my prayers. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. God has prepared things for you and me beyond our imagination, beyond what we can think, beyond what we can dream. That's what He wants to do. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God wants to change things in your life. Are you ready for change? If you want to become better in your life, are you prepared to change? And I often ask myself, for me to become a better pastor, what needs to change? What kind of a pastor do I want to be a year from now? What kind of a husband do I want to be a year from now? What kind of a father do I want to be a year from now? Then I ask myself, what needs to change in my life to be able to be that? Because things don't just change. Things don't just happen. My late father, his favorite saying, he used to say it so much to me that I used to say, I know, don't say it again, I know. He used to say to me, don't wait for things to happen, make things happen. Don't wait for it to happen, make it happen. If you want to see something change in your life, do what you have to do so that change can come. Can I just say, we can do greater things because we ask a great God to help us. Don't think it's just for that person or that person. Anybody can do great things for God. Have you asked God to help you to do great things? The right to pray and to receive answered prayer is given to believers. Are you a believer? Turn to the person next to you, ask them, are you a believer? Are you a believer? Because it's important that you're a believer. Because when we believe, we can trust God for big things. Matthew 7 verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. When you ask, it's when you're going to receive. There's a spiritual mysticism that's coming to the church that God knows everything, so I don't have to ask him. He knows what I need. He will just give it to me. Turn to the person next to you and say, no. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that I will do. Because he wants you to depend upon him, to rely upon him. We should ask the Father. Ask for big things. Trust God for big things. You know what Moses did? Only two people in the Bible that did this. Moses said to God, show me your glory. When last did you pray and ask God to show his glory in your life? To manifest his glory in your life? To manifest his glory in your marriage? Manifest his glory in your business, your career, the lives of your children? Show me your glory in my life, Lord. Moses believed that if God's presence would go before him, he would have the victory. David believed that because God was with him, he could face a giant. Told that giant, he says, you think you've come against me? If you don't come against me, you come against my God. Because God is with me. Show me your glory. So you're a believer? What does it take to be a believer? A believer is somebody that confesses with his mouth salvation. But more important, he believes in his heart unto righteousness. Can I say this? A lot on what we will receive in life depends on our capacity to believe. Capacity to believe. You know what's the good news? Isaiah, that also saw the glory of the Lord. Who was the two people that met with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration? Was it not Moses and Isaiah? The people that saw the glory. What did he say in Isaiah 54 verse 2? He says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Enlarge your capacity to believe. Are you ready to do that? How can you enlarge your capacity to believe? What is the origin of our faith? It's Jesus Christ himself, the Word. Do you want to enlarge your capacity to believe? Let me see your hand. It's very easy. It's very easy to start to increase your capacity to believe. When you hear the Word of God, act upon it. When you hear the Word of God, do it. When you receive that Word of God with meekness into your heart, it is able to save your soul, your way of thinking, and enlarge your capacity. Where you feel you're going under, when you read the Word of God and you see, he says you're not going under, you're going over. You're the head and not the tail. When the Bible says, Go and forgive the brother that you offended with. And you act upon the word. Do not neglect the assembly of the saints and you come to church. Not big steps like this. Small little steps. Every day. Just obeying the word of God. Loving God and loving people. Obedience is the only proof of our faith. What do you think my wife wants? Do you think she wants 365 roses once a year on the 24th of September with a big I love you and you're the best? Or do you think she wants to hear every day, I love you? You're still beautiful. You still do it for me. That's the truth. I tell her. Buy her flowers. Not 365 once a year. But I try and keep some flowers in there. Not big bunches, just what I can afford and where I'm at. But just hear and obey. Every day I tell her she's beautiful. Maybe once in a while I forget, but most of the time I tell you that you're beautiful. Is that the truth? It's the truth. And that's why she's just getting more and more beautiful. Amen? So gentlemen, what are you saying about your wife as she's getting older? Because if you're not telling her that she's beautiful, why are you complaining? Because there's life and death. And those guys now with a pain in your ribs because you got an elbow, please forgive me. That was not the intention. Amen. But find your own way. Amen. See, I can think about my 30th year. It's a big year. Amen. To be married 30 years is big. Amen. Give the Lord a hand for that. So listen what the Bible says. Luke 6 verse 47. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. Can I tell you something? When that foundation, Jesus Christ, has been laid, 1 Corinthians 3, and you build upon it, it's a solid foundation. Amen? It's a solid foundation. That foundation is Jesus Christ. It is the Word. When you start to put God's Word into practice, you'll be able to minister the power of God. Sometimes you just have to go to somebody and say, let me just pray for you. And just lay hands on them. Am I talking to the right people here? It's important to put God's word into practice. One of the biggest problems that we have in the church in general, the church has been educated beyond their obedience. There's so many conferences, so many brilliant speakers, so many people that can articulate the word of God in such a wonderful way. But how many people are living it, doing it? It's easy to preach a sermon. It's a completely different thing to go live a sermon. If we want to be used for greater things, greater obedience will be required of us. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us and to lead us. Are you ready for greater things? Are you ready for greater things? You know what's the most beautiful thing when you want to do greater things? You have a friend in the Holy Spirit who's there to help you to do greater things. But here's the secret. It's not the hearers, it's the doers. Many people sit here today and they hear the word. But are you doing the word? Romans says, Romans 2 verse 13, for it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. Turn to the person that you say, be a doer. Turn to the person on the other side, say, be a doer. We should never get to a place where we're educated beyond our obedience. Where we say, I've got the t-shirt, I've heard that. Have you done it? You know, many people are born into Christian families. They can quote scripture from Genesis to Revelations. But how much are they doing? Encourage your children to read the Bible, amen? Encourage them to memorize scripture. You better make sure that by the time your child goes to varsity, they can quote a few scriptures. They've read the Bible. Because when they go to varsity, there are people there waiting for them to tell them that it's not worth it to serve Jesus, to show them alternatives, to change their way of thinking. And if you've not flooded their minds with the Word of God, they'll be led astray. We have to do greater things. We have to train our children, disciple them, so that they can be ready to do greater things. Let your children be doers of the Word of God. You know what's such a great blessing when we have the prayer meetings during the week and I see parents come with their children. Yeah, yes. Come with their children and they pray. I see some of the kids when I pray a second time through the chairs and they walk behind me and I say, yes, let them walk behind me, Lord. Let them follow here. Let them fall in love with praying for people. Praying over the chairs. Let them touch their hearts. They love it. Allow two of the boys to hand out communion. They loved it. Coming there. Communion. Yes. Let them serve and experience God's presence. Let them love God's presence. Let them be doers of the word. Amen. If you want to do greater things, if you want your children to do greater things, allow the word of God to enlarge their capacity. Sometimes we limit our children through our own limitations. Your children wants to read 5 chapters a day and you on 2 chapters. And you say, no, 2 chapters is fine because you think now they're going to become more spiritual than you. Some parents here, your children can do the declaration and you still haven't memorized the declaration. Don't have to say amen or raise your hand. You can just double blink at me, amen. We're teaching them. They have memory scriptures, amen. I have to quote the word of God. The scriptures that I memorized as a teenager and in my 20s, I remember them better than the scriptures I memorized in my 30s, 40s, and 50s. So James says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Can I say this? Righteousness is for all of those who believe. Why is that important? Because when you have the righteousness of God in your heart, you'll be aware of God's presence. When you're aware of God's presence, you'll know that God is with you. And when you know that God is with you, you're ready to face anything. When you're aware of the righteousness of God on the inside, you can listen to that still voice when your heart has been sanctified. God can speak to you. When the righteousness of God is on the inside of you, you can start to act on behalf of God. And you are ready to do great things. Here is the secret. This is what Jesus said. John 14 verse 12, truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. And greater works than these he will do because I go to the Father. Can you see how important it is your capacity to believe? I say to you, he who believes in me, he who believes in me, who believes what I've done, Ephesians 3:20. That when you come to God and you ask Him, that you know He will do far more abundantly, exceedingly above whatever you can dream, imagine, think. He's going to do it. How? Through the power of the Holy Spirit working in you and through you. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is with you, working in you and through you? The Holy Spirit is ready to help you to do greater things. You don't have to do the greater things in your own strength and your own ability. But the Holy Spirit is here to help us. Are you ready for greater things? Turn to the person next to you and say, are you ready for greater things? Well, because you're a son and daughter of the Most High God, you have a friend in the Holy Spirit. You can do greater things. Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Do you know what this means? You have become a son and daughter of resurrection. The Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is the one working on the inside of you. When you confess Jesus with your mouth and you believe with your heart and you became born again, the Spirit that raised you from the dead is the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, making us sons and daughters of resurrection. Now you don't focus so much anymore what you've been saved from, but you start to focus what you've been saved into. Because you walk in resurrection power. Can I have one amen? He has sent His Spirit into our hearts so we can cry out, Abba, Father. Whatever we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, He will do. Are you asking God for greater things? He wants to deposit His wisdom in your heart. He wants to deposit His knowledge in your heart. He wants to deposit His love in your heart. When you are connected with God, you can feel what God is feeling, but God can feel what you are feeling. But then you can start to feel what the people are feeling around you. God wants that energy, that power of the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us, to lift us to a new level in Christ Jesus. Many people will never do greater things because they never ask for the greater things. Romans 8 verse 11 says, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. When you obey His word, the Holy Spirit automatically starts to work in you and through you. That's the grace that God has given us. Everything about you change. You know, for years, I focused the whole time on what I was saved from. Am I talking to the right people? I'm so grateful for what I was saved from. But some of the things that I was saved from was not giving glory to God. And sometimes we talk so much about that instead of start of focusing what we've been saved into. The things that God wants to do in us and through us. The greater things that He wants us to do. By just changing our focus, and that's what resurrection power does. So let me close with this. In conclusion, are you ready for greater things? Are you really ready for greater things? Moses asked God to show him His glory. He asked, go before us, Lord. Go before us. Can we ask God for His glory? Ask God to increase your capacity to believe? If God increases your capacity to believe, you know what happens with that? Small steps like this become steps like this. Are you ready for that? Or will it make you tired? Exodus 33 verse 18. Moses said, please show me your glory. Please show me your glory. Psalm 2 says, ask of me the nations as an inheritance. Will you go and just start asking God? Ask God for His glory in your life. Ask God for His glory in your studies as a student. Ask God for His glory in your marriage, in your health, in your career, in your family. Ask God for His glory to manifest in the lives of your children. When we ask God in the name of Jesus Christ, it's done. More than anything, the Holy Spirit wants to lead us in a path of obedience so that we can experience more of God's presence and His peace. Amen? Listen to me. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes daily. Turn to the person next to you and say, everybody makes mistakes. That's why we're saved by grace. But just that willingness to say, Lord, I want to listen to Your Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is leading you and you make a mistake, be quick to say sorry. Be quick to make right. Because then He disconnects us from the unrighteousness and He deposits that righteousness on the inside of us. A humble heart. I shared about Cornelius earlier on. Praying to God, fearing God, not only you, but your whole household. Men, let's take the lead. Amen. Let's take the lead and say, Lord, show me. Give me wisdom. Help me to be a better father. A better husband. In my case, a better pastor, if you're working, whatever you're doing. But they're not just to see it, but that God would give us the grace to be able to do it. If Joseph just had the prophetic picture of where he was supposed to go, but he never went there, he was never obedient, he never fulfilled his purpose. But when you're a son and daughter of resurrection, even when you find yourself in the pit, you'll say, I know where I belong. I know where God is resurrecting me to. When you find yourself in a prison, you'll say, I know where I belong. And God will work in you and through you to take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. You know what's the good news? Through our God who strengthens us, we can do all things. And the greater things that God has planned for you, if He has given you a prophetic picture, I want to assure you, you'll be able to fulfill it as you remain faithful and you act upon the word of God.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.